Good morning. This is Long Island Morning Edition on 88.3 WLIW FM. I'm Michael Mackey. A New York State appeals court has ruled that East Hampton Town may not close its airport permanently or temporarily without following a laborious, likely years-long federal application process. Michael Wright reports on 27East.com that in a ruling released this past Wednesday, a four-judge panel of the New York State Supreme Court Appellate Division ruled that a lower court judge had been right in finding that the town was not legally capable of closing the airport without following the guidelines of the Federal Airport Noise and Capacity Act, or ANCA, which lays out a specific process that must be followed to close any public airport facility. The latest ruling appears to effectively shelve the town of East Hampton's plans to impose limitations on flights at the airport by closing it down temporarily and reopening it as a private facility that can dictate flights as it sees fit. After the town had tried to unilaterally impose restrictions on flights at the airport in 2015, a federal court ruled in 2017 that the town could only impose restrictions on aircraft at the airport through the drawn-out federal process. The Southold Town Board voted 5-0 this past Tuesday to extend its widely supported moratorium on battery energy storage systems, commonly known as BESS, for an additional year. Nicholas Grosso reports in the Suffolk Times that the board previously approved a 12-month moratorium on BESS facilities last year, about 8 months after Albany-based Key Capture Energy proposed building a 60-megawatt BESS facility on 27 acres along Oregon Road in Cutchogue. KCE's proposal stirred controversy due to its location, potential environmental impacts, and safety concerns, including local fire department's ability to effectively respond to emergencies at the proposed facility. BESS facilities store energy generated by renewable technologies such as solar panels and wind turbines for future consumption. The systems are currently not permitted under Southold Town Code, but the technology could potentially become a key component of the region's energy supply. The Southold Town Board's moratorium will now run through April 11, 2025. When it comes to giving, we know you can support any charitable organization of your choice. If our unique blend of public radio programming, dependent upon you, the listener, for support, means something to you, then please choose to donate now to listener-supported WLIW-FM and have your contribution matched, dollar for dollar, up to $50,000, thanks to Board Chairman James Atwood. Yes, your contribution now through Sunday will be doubled if you donate before midnight Sunday. So please, call us now at 800-262-0717. That's 800-262-0717, or donate online at wliwfm.org. That's wliwfm.org. Donate online and have your contribution doubled, or call us. And when calling us, tell us why you think it's important to support local East End public broadcasting, and we might well put your comment on air. Remember, your contribution will be doubled. And all listeners who make a single donation of $120 or a monthly sustaining donation of $10 a month will receive a gift. Plus, you will also receive membership in our sister public television station, WLIW, and get access to stream countless hours of exclusive titles and PBS favorites with WLIW Passport. So remember, your donation will be doubled if you make it now until midnight Sunday. Most importantly, continue to listen, become a contributing member, and thank you ever so much for being there for us. This has been Long Island Local News on Long Island's only NPR station, WLIW-FM. I'm Michael Mackey.